Think of the 28 federal executive boards across the country as lifelines between Washington and the local and regional offices of federal agencies. The work of the FEBs are coordinated by the Office of Personnel Management. Here in Washington, we're used to one agency being housed in one large headquarters building like the Pentagon, the Education, Interior, or the Justice Departments. But in some cities, it's not unheard of for multiple agencies to share one federal building. Of the 28 federal executive boards, only two currently have full-scale active programs dealing with the president's green government initiatives. Earlier this week, OPM Director John Berry announced that feds here in the Washington area will have a bike-sharing program in D.C. and Arlington County to take advantage of. Following her panel at the GreenGov Symposium, now underway at George Washington University, Gay Page, the executive director of the Colorado Federal Executive Board, says agencies in Denver are collaborating through the Colorado FEB to do the same.
We are currently working on a collaborative effort with General Services Administration, Health and Human Services, Federal Occupational Health, and other agencies to start a bike share program on the Denver Federal Center campus. We're collaborating with the city of Denver because they established a bike share program shortly after the Democratic National Convention was held there a couple of years ago, and we're using theirs as a model to extend out to the Federal Center campus, which is approximately 10 miles from the city center of Denver.
And how's that working? Is that it? I think I remembered you're saying that this was just within the last year that you've been working on this program. How's it going?
It's going very well. We have the city of Lakewood is also wanting to partner with us because the campus is quite literally in the city of Lakewood, even though we're a federal entity. And so we would like to extend that bike share program out into the community and make it available for the employees to ride to lunch and things like that. We have a small existing program through our wellness center that's on campus, which is a small fitness facility. And they have about 20 bicycles that they put outside of the wellness center that anyone on campus is free to use to either just take around the campus and ride as exercise. They can make about a 3-mile loop on our outside road, or they can take those bikes out and use them for lunch as well. But we're just trying to get a little more formalized program in place so we can track the mileage on the bicycles. They've made so many advances in how you can track the bicycles and how they are checked out and things like that over the last few years. We want to take advantage of those technological advances.
What are the particular challenges in Denver and in Colorado for a federal executive board in trying to implement things like the president's executive order when it comes to the environment and trying to coordinate a lot of those kinds of activities that have a particular topic like focus?
One, as you mentioned, implementation of the executive order, the GreenGov's executive order. And it's actually, from our perspective of being in the field, more difficult to help agencies implement that in the field than it would be in the Washington, D.C. area because they are so dispersed and there's so many other things that are on their plates that they're mandated to do that when a new executive order or presidential directive comes into play and we're trying to coordinate as a federal executive board to share the best practices. How are the agency directors looking at this new mandate and how does it play into what they already have on their plate? And what are their resources that are going to be necessary to put toward the implementation of the executive order? And so we look at hosting collaborative events among the directors, and so they can bring their subject matter experts to the table as well to talk about strategies for implementation. Can we share any resources? Can we share some of the best practices? Certainly we can do that.
Farther west, the Seattle Federal Executive Board actually represents federal agencies spread across a multi-state region, including Washington State, Idaho, Oregon, and Alaska. Melanie Wood with the EPA in Seattle works with the Seattle FEB on an interagency council on sustainability, including EPA, the General Services Administration, the Federal Aviation Administration, the Army Corps of Engineers, and as many as 10 other groups.
The Environmental Leadership Committee, which others developed prior to my being the participant in it, really came from four or five individuals representing their agencies that felt they had the mission about sustainability. They saw the vision longer before some of us came to it and recognized that they really needed to, there was a lot more synergy between federal agencies to collaborate together. And so underneath the mantle of the Federal Executive Board, they came to that, the director at the time, and proposed creating this team, which then we had to go through and develop a charter and a proposal of what specifically it would do so that it would align with the principles of a Federal Executive Board. And so it is created, and we've evolved, and we've engaged more partners from other federal agencies. It isn't always easy. Some of the agencies drop out. The leader the last couple of years, her workload at her agency became greater. Her focus wasn't as much on sustainability. She is in a permitting program, and she had to drop out, and we have to kind of go back and forth with that. You know, it is challenging, but it's fabulous working out. If you haven't had the opportunity to work outside of your federal agency, I think looking for one of these consuls underneath the Federal Executive Board is a great opportunity to meet some colleagues from some other federal agencies, find some common work to work on. Mine is, of course, environmental, but there are a lot of other areas that they can work under together.
That's the EPA's Melanie Wood at the GreenGov Symposium on the George Washington University campus in Washington. I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.